Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Okay, we've had generals on the show. We've had admirals. We had lieutenant colonels. We have never had an astronaut on this program until now. Jose Hernandez, former NASA astronaut, is on with us, and we're going to talk about these James Webb Space Telescope pictures. Jose, how are you?
I am doing very well, Randy. Thank you for asking. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, man. It is so cool to talk to you, and I'm amazed by your story, first of all, before we get into the photos here. You wrote a book in 2012 called Reaching for the Stars, the inspiring story of a migrant farm worker turned astronaut, and you're the subject of a new movie starring Michael Pena to be released in 2023 by Amazon Prime Video. Man, what an incredible story you have, and what a time, what a journey you've been on, huh?
Yes, I mean, I think it's the epitome of reaching the American dream, Randy, because, you know, I'm a first-generation American, and you know, it's just a testimonial to what this country can offer an individual who takes advantage of, you know, getting a good public education, setting goals for themselves, and then working hard and reaching their goals. I mean, it's reaching the American dream. This is what makes our country so great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you were growing up, Jose, did you have a favorite astronaut?
You know, the favorite astronaut was the one I saw on TV walking on the moon live.
Sure.
It turns out to be the very last astronaut who's ever been on the surface of the moon up to now, Gene Cernan. You know, as a 10-year-old, I watched them as I held the rabbit ear antennas to improve reception on our vacuum tube technology black and white TV.
Right.
And when I saw him and heard him talk to Mission Control Houston, and then I would go outside. It was in December 1972, pretty cold out there. I would go out, look at the moon, almost full, come back in, see Gene Cernan, hear him. I was hooked. I said, this is what I want to be. I want to be like that guy.
I love it.
So it happened. Exactly.
Wow. We're talking to a former NASA astronaut, Jose Hernandez, here in the National Defense. So now your mission aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery 2009 was the STS-128 mission. What is the most memorable part of that mission for you?
I think the most memorable part is when I unbuckled my seat belt for the first time and started floating and went down to the mid-deck and looked out the port window to see our Earth, you know, because it's a view very few humans have had the privilege to see.
Yeah.
You know, less than 600 of us in a world of over 7 billion people.
Wow.
Less than 600 of us have had that privilege of seeing our Earth from space. And let me tell you, it was such a thing of beauty that I saw, very beautiful. The one thing that did scare me was when you looked at a sunrise, if you wait at the right moment, you see the atmosphere. And let me tell you, Randy, it's a scary thin.
Mm.
It looked very delicately balanced. And that's when I came back home convinced that we need to be good stewards of our environment. I became an instant environmentalist as a result of that experience.
Wow. Yeah. What a perspective you had from that, Jose. And so, you know, when you're talking about watching the moon landing, that's when everybody got excited every time NASA did anything. And then everybody kind of got used to it. And that kind of went away until this new James Webb Space Telescope and these first full color images from NASA. I can't get enough of this. There are five photos that have been released. What can we learn, Jose, from these incredible photos?
Well, first of all, the images are just stunning.
Yes.
And to think that you know, you're looking at about three layers of, in terms of depth perception of the image. You see the bright stars that are close by, and then you see galaxies where the light took over 4 billion years.
Wow.
To get to us.
Wow.
And then you see some distorted galaxies, which is, and you're seeing an effect called gravitational lensing, which is the the big dense galaxies in front of these other ones create kind of like a pipeline of light that can go through and reach us. And these galaxies are over 13 billion years is what the light took to get to the lens of our James Webb telescope. And so what you're peering at, you're looking at a history of our universe. There, Randy, you're looking at nurseries of stars that are forming. You're looking at stars that are dying, and you're looking at stars like our sun and galaxy like our Milky Way that are thriving and healthy. And so all this is going to give us an insight of how our universe was created, perhaps what direction we're heading with respect to the universe in terms of billions of years, not next year or 10 years from now, but billions of years. And then the question that we always pose, is there life aside from planet Earth?
Right.
And I think this telescope is going to be able to identify lots of galaxies where there's stars that have planets orbiting in the habitable zone, like our Earth, that will be able to sustain life as we know it in carbon form. And all that is very exciting.
Oh, man, it's incredibly exciting, Jose. And you talked about the star dying. It's kind of it's really kind of weird that photo of the star dying is maybe the most beautiful photo I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. I mean, all the images are beautiful. All of them are beautiful. You've got some that also show some clouds, some nebulae, and it's just, it's incredible. If you guys haven't seen the images, get on that NASA website and just Google James Webb Telescope, and you'll see all these six images that you were referring to, Randy.
Yeah, we're talking to a former NASA astronaut, Jose Hernandez, here on the National Defense. And besides everything else you've accomplished, Jose, you also have your own winery, your own vineyard in Lodi, California, Tierra Luna Cellars. That's fantastic. I love that.
Yes. After I left NASA, I came back home, and I was a former migrant farm worker, and so there's a saying: you can take the kid out of the farm, but not the farm out of the kid.
Right.
And so as soon as I came home, I got antsy. I said, you know what? Being outdoors is my therapy. I'm gonna buy myself some land, put a vineyard. I did that, was very successful at it, and I said, what's the next challenge? Well, let me make my own wine. And so now I started making wine, and I started marketing under Tierra Luna Cellars. That's Earth Moon Cellars.
I love that.
It's available through direct to consumer through mail order at the website, and TierraLunaCellars.com. But I'll guarantee you, it tastes out of this world. And best wine an astronaut makes.
Well, listen, I've looked at the website. I'm going to order some of that wine, but I've got some suggestions on other varietal names for you. Over the Moon Merlot. Stellar Cellar Cabernet. Blast Off Barolo. Houston, we have a Prosecco. So you can use all of those.
What? This is great. I should talk to you more.
Jose, listen.
I'm going to hire you as my marketing agent.
I'm ready. Here I am. I'll work for wine.
Stellar Cabernet. I like that one.
Jose, listen, man, it has been an honor talking to you. Thank you so much for your service. Thanks for the info on the telescope photos. And I'm going to go order me some wine now.
All right, man. Thank you very much. And money back guarantee. If you don't like it, we'll return your money, man.
I like it. All right? We'll be right back here on the National Defense.